Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
What a day of racing it is at Royal Randwick on Saturday. The Concord, the Chelmsford, Libertini goes around again, and Paul Joyce is here with our Sky Sports Radio Sydney Race Podcast. Paul, what a day of racing.
Yeah, it sure is, Andrew. Lovely to speak with you again as we head into this terrific meeting. We're right into spring now, aren't we, with horses like Red Zell, the Piarata. It's a nature strip. It's a little bit of a mini Everest already. So, look, it's just fantastic racing. Obviously, we've got Avilius going around in the Chelmsford again. Will he be able to run down Samad out this time? It'll be interesting to see out to the mile. So it's just a terrific day. Look, we're on a track which I assume will get very close to a good four, unless we get some showers on Friday, which are threatening, but they don't seem to have much in them. So these tips are basically done for a good four, Andrew. So let's hope we get somewhere close to that.
Righto. As we record this, it's a soft six, but certainly another nice day. And let's just hope those minimal showers stay away. I think it's only up to a mil, but we don't want any to fall. Well, what a first leg of the quaddy. I've been talking about it all week, Paul. What a race it is, the Forum Concord Stakes. How do you see it over 1,000 metres? We know there's pace, but who do you think takes it up?
Yeah, look, it's just such a tricky little race, and it's the first leg of the quaddy, so it's a bit of a headache race for me. I've really gone through the form with a fine-tooth comb, and I still can't be confident I'm going to get it right. Speed-wise is one of the big tricks. I think Zoo Style will be ridden aggressively from the gate, but I think Red Zell could definitely want the front. Sunlight probably takes a sit against her natural pattern because she's drawn outside of them all.
Mm.
And that's sort of how I see it. Probably Red Zell, Zoo Style 1-2, Nature Strip, Sunlight 3-4, and Piarata, Graph 5-6. But, you know, it's going to come down to how much pressure goes on, how fit, how forward these horses are, and how much they want to use up this early in their preparation. It's a really tricky one to line up.
It will be. Tony Gollan has told me Thursday the horses got to Sydney safely, and he said, I'm not putting any pressure on Brad Stewart, his jockey. He's saying as long as Zoo Style is comfortable, that's the main thing, that it doesn't lose its action or just lose its way, because it is a rating 95 horse. It's unbeaten with plenty of uprise in its quality, obviously, but it's still meeting horses that are used to running in this class.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's why he's such a tricky horse, because you look at Red Zell, he's got a rating of 118. Zoo Style's only a 95. So, you know, when you look at the weight, Zoo Style's terribly weighted against Red Zell. But Zoo Style's never had the opportunity to acquire such a high rating because he's never taken on this grade before. So it's one of the tricky horses. Look, I've left it out of the quaddy, Zoo Style, and this first leg is almost the hardest leg of the lot, which sounds ridiculous with only six runners. But what I've done is I've gone 3, 1, 2, and 4. So we've got Nature Strip on top. He maps to get the box seat. When you look at his last trial behind Red Zell, you'd have to back him to beat Red Zell off that trial. And when you go through his overall form, he doesn't have the depth of a Red Zell or a Sunlight in his form, but we know he's got the ability. So the way this race will be run, over 1,000, I'm happy to lean towards Nature Strip ahead of Red Zell. He won this race last year. Wasn't the same quality of field that he beat last year, but he had a fair bit up the sleeve on them. And over 1,000 here at Randwick, he's never missed a top two finish. So I find it hard to leave him out of the top two here. Piarata, where's he going to be in his prep? I'm not sure. He's one of those horses. When he's on, he's explosive and he can beat these. When he's a bit off his game, he probably finishes third or fourth in a race like this. And Sunlight, well, when you go through her form, she probably has almost better form than anything. She's won three Group 1s, a Group 2, three Group 3s. And the only thing she hasn't done is won over 1,000 before, which is unusual because she's won at 900 and 1,100. But she is better second up as well. So it's just one of those races you can't really lock yourself onto anything. But for the quaddy, it's 3, 1, 2, 4.
What a race it is. 3:10 Concord Stakes. The Bob Ingham Chelmsford Stakes is the next race, 7. A field of 16. Bjorn Baker's told me that he's going to chat with Tim Clark about tactics here, because Sama Dowd drew 4 in the Wink Stakes to win, and it comes up with barrier 16 of 16 on Saturday. Is there much pace that could go against Sama Dowd here, Paul?
No, there isn't. And I think Bjorn Baker and Tim Clark will just hold their cards close to their chest. But at the end of the day, he'll have a long run into that turn. And I think Timmy Clark will just slide his way across and then probably put the foot on the accelerator about the 800-metre mark. And I tell you what, he'll take some catching. I haven't put him in the quaddie, but he would have been my third pick. I've gone with numbers 1 and 12. I think Avilius' class will catch him up to that margin that he missed in the winks. He was only a length off Samad out there, and his sectionals were the best in the race, and he was first up. So I just think out to the mile, even though Samadow will get a fairly easy lead again, it won't be as easy as the winks. And with that fitness under his belt, I think class with Avilius, he's got a benchmark of 118 versus Samadow at 109. So I just think Avilius will wear him down out to the mile, so I'm happy to go with him on top. But number 12, Unforgotten, also comes through the winks. She was only beaten two lengths there. She was also winding up late, didn't get a lot of room. And when I watched the replay of last year's Chelmsford, she gapped them last year in this race. So I don't want to leave her out of the quaddy either. So we'll take 1 and 12. Mm. If you wanted to, you could throw Samadow out in. But, yeah, I just think class might catch up with him this time.
Okay, so 1 and 12 in the Chelmsford. The Harvey Norman Tramway, well, we're seeing the New Zealand visitor. He's got a high spruik on him. Favourite for the Tab Epsom, Tiako Shark. How's the pace over the 1,400?
Pace is pretty good. It's got Dreamforce will go forward. We've got Arcademus goes forward. And then the query runner will be Tom Melbourne. What do they do with him? He ran second in this race last year when he box-seated, but he's drawn out this time. So he's probably your query runner. And that's about the speed, apart from this horse down the bottom, Penske. Now, he's been flying at the trials and leading. So from barrier one, Tim Clark might send him to the front. So there's the potential for really good pace here, which will obviously suit Tiako Shark. I've got him in the quaddy, but I'm not jumping up and down about $2.50 about him. I want to see him do something here first, particularly getting back over 1,400 around Randwick. It can be a terrible spot to be. We saw it with right here in a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You can't get back and win over the 1,400 here sometimes. So I'll go 3, 4, 14, 2 and 13. 3 on top, Colding. I think he'll be in the right spot from barrier 5. Lovely couple of trials. He really rocketed through the grades last start to take out the Queensland Guineas before a spell. And he's won at Randwick. So I'm happy to go with Colding ahead of Dreamforce, who's been trialling really strongly for his return. He'll go forward. He's got great first up figures. The 14, Eckstein, she's drawn beautifully here from barrier 3 with no weight. She's got a little bit of residual fitness. And I think she runs well. To Tiako Shark, the Kiwi, massive return there at New Zealand. But we've just got to see him come and do it. And as I said, I think a mile with the pressure on will suit him a lot better than 1,400. So I reckon he'll be the eye catcher. And 13 Penske, like I said, he's been trialling the house down. And if he gets along out in front around the 1,400 here, I certainly want him in the quaddy because he could cause the boil over a bit like what we saw Samadout do over the 1,400 here a couple of weeks ago. So I've gone 3, 4, 14, 2 and 13.
A wide tramway there. The last over the 1,500 metres, as we speak, it's likely that Sweet Deal will run here, although in this race in Wyong on Friday, she's drawn really wide. But at this stage, John Thompson is leading this way.
Yeah, it makes sense to come here. She's been racing so well lately. She deserves another crack in town, even off the wide gate. And she maps okay from the draw here on my map. So I've got minimal speed, special missile. You're probably looking at Sweet Deal. You're probably looking at La Chica Bella. And that's about it for the speed runners. I've gone 8, 6, 12, 2 and 15 to round out the quaddy. 8 on top, Scarlet Dream. She trialled really well at 1,200 at Warwick Farm with James McDonald in the saddle. She won that trial. She pulled away from them late. So I think Mark Newnham's got a fairly forward here. She's come up with a lovely gait and she's a good track horse. So I'm happy to gamble on her here first up. I quite like her at a good each-way price. To beat the 6 Sweet Deal, high-flying, just the tricky gate. But if Nash can get in, the map looks okay. She's got to go into the quaddy on her recent form. Number 12, Junipal, an interesting Victorian. Now you go through his form, it's rock solid. He's got a second behind Baccarat Baby in the Sunshine Coast Guineas, a close fifth behind Colding in the Queensland Guineas, and a last start winner at the Valley where he came from a long way back. So a soft gate for him. I'm throwing him into the quaddy. And the other two chances, the 2 special missile, he'll improve on his first up effort. He probably leads them here. And the other one, 15 re-edit. Just not sure how forward she is, but she'll scratch last week, save for this. And she'll carry 49 kilos after the claim. So she could be one that we just throw in as a bit of a smoky. 8, 6, 12, 2 and 15 in the last.
Righto, skinny in the Chelmsford, but we're going to go wide in those last two legs. So how's it looking for our regular podcasters?
Yeah, well, somehow we've squeezed it into budget, $20 for 10%. But as I said, the Concord is probably the one I'm most worried about, even though I've got four of the six runners. If we get through that, I think we'll be all right in the Chelmsford, and then we should be right in the last two. It's just a matter of getting the right ones. But, yeah, it's going to be such a good day's racing. Even the first race, Andrew, with the three-year-olds, you got Pandemic, Funstar, Superior, Yayo Dash, Matty Rocks. I mean, it's a head-scratcher as well, and it's only the first race of the day. So it'll be a tricky day's punting, but you'll be well rewarded if you can drag a few winners.
For sure. And a part of the National Racing Service on Saturday afternoon, Paul Joyce joins Darren Flindell after each of the stakes races. So races 5, 6, 7 and 8 on Saturday, you'll get immediate analysis from Paul Joyce. Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you then.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our early podcast for Randwick Racing on Saturday.